Section C. Compound dictation. It's like this. You pass a person on the sidewalk wearing a pair of stylish shoes made of light brown leather with a rounded toe. You'd like a pair like that. But an internet search for shoes, light brown, rounded toe probably won't go very far. Don't worry. With the new image searching technology, you have a better chance of finding those dream shoes. The new U.S. shopping website is like.com. Shoppers can upload a picture instead of keywords and let it search online for a similar item. The new image matching search technology may be a fundamental change in the way people use the internet. With like.com, people can select clothes from celebrity photos. They can also use traditional text filters to sort by brand, style, and price. Besides online shopping, the new technology could soon be used to recognize human faces. A new image search engine being developed by the Swedish company Polar Rose is trying to make computers recognize faces. Facial recognition technology could make it easier to find pictures of friends online. That's just fine, but does it have other, more evil implications? Well, yes. Imagine shopping in a supermarket when someone happens to snap a picture and you're in the background. Then that person posts it on a public site. A search engine like Polar Rose could allow your boss to find out you were out playing about on a day when you called in sick. Now the passage will be read again. It's like this. You pass a person on the sidewalk wearing a pair of stylish shoes made of light brown leather with a rounded toe. You'd like a pair like that. But an internet search for shoes, light brown, rounded toe probably won't go very far. Don't worry. With the new image searching technology, you have a better chance of finding those dream shoes. The new U.S. shopping website is like.com. Shoppers can upload a picture instead of keywords and let it search online for a similar item. The new image matching search technology may be a fundamental change in the way people use the internet. With like.com, people can select clothes from celebrity photos. They can also use traditional text filters to sort by brand, style, and price. Besides online shopping, the new technology could soon be used to recognize human faces. A new image search engine being developed by the Swedish company Polar Rose is trying to make computers recognize faces. Facial recognition technology could make it easier to find pictures of friends online. That's just fine. But does it have other, more evil implications? Well, yes. Imagine shopping in a supermarket when someone happens to snap a picture and you're in the background. Then that person posts it on a public site. A search engine like Polar Rose could allow your boss to find out you were out playing about on a day when you called in sick. Now the passage will be read for a third time. It's like this. You pass a person on the sidewalk wearing a pair of stylish shoes made of light brown leather with a rounded toe. You'd like a pair like that. But an internet search for shoes, light brown, rounded toe probably won't go very far. Don't worry. With the new image searching technology, you have a better chance of finding those dream shoes. The new U.S. shopping website is like.com. Shoppers can upload a picture instead of keywords and let it search online for a similar item. The new image matching search technology may be a fundamental change in the way people use the internet. With like.com, people can select clothes from celebrity photos. They can also use traditional text filters to sort by brand, style, and price. Besides online shopping, the new technology could soon be used to recognize human faces. A new image search engine being developed by the Swedish company Polar Rose is trying to make computers recognize faces. Facial recognition technology could make it easier to find pictures of friends online. That's just fine, but does it have other, more evil implications? Well, yes. Imagine shopping in a supermarket when someone happens to snap a picture and you're in the background. Then that person posts it on a public site. A search engine like Polar Rose could allow your boss to find out you were out playing about on a day when you called in sick.